Men's Day continues here on KROS, and joining us for the first time, Jim Wiebengay is the Marketing Director at Prairie Hills of Clinton. Jim, welcome to the program. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Gary.
I wish the weather could have been a little nicer, a little warmer for you, but...
Yeah, me too. It's definitely a cold one out there, and I'm not enjoying that, so...
Let's find out a little bit about you. You're from the Clinton area.
I am from Clinton, so I was born and raised right here in Clinton. Clinton High graduate, also attended Clinton Community College and got my associate's degree there. So, born way back in 1975, and so I've been in the community. I did move away when I started working in retail management, so, but otherwise I kind of came back full circle and ended up back here in the area, actually now currently living in Morrison, Illinois. So, not far away, but just far enough away that Wiebengay last name makes a little more sense, because over here in Clinton, people were always kind of like, what's your last name? But then when you cross that bridge, it's a different conversation. People are like, which Wiebengay do you belong to? So that's sort of the conversation when you're on the right side of the river for the Wiebengay name.
No doubt about that. Yeah. I got my start in radio in 1975.
There you go.
And then my first 9 years at the radio station, I was covering the Fulton Steamer. So I'm very familiar with Wiebengay, Housengay, Weirengay.
Yeah, exactly.
And all of that, exactly. So now you said you were in retail.
I was. For almost 21 years. So I started 1997, I started working for Walgreens retail. And so I did management with those guys for almost 21 years, not quite. I stopped, my last day there was at the end of September of this past year, 2018. And I actually started on October 1st, then with Prairie Hills being the community relations coordinator there. So for almost 21 years, I was working customer service. And actually most recently, a lot of people might recall me with, even if they don't know the name, probably from being at the Walgreens North by the North Bridge there, crossing over into Fulton, speaking of Fulton, so, and the steamers. But yeah, so I was up at that store from 2011 most recently till I hung up the hat from retail management on September 28th and started this new career with Prairie Hills. So I'm excited about the change. I was pretty darn good at what I was doing there, and so I just became a little complacent with everything that I was kind of doing there, but it was a very good job and provided well for my family while I was doing it, but I was very grateful to sort of have this new opportunity and get an opportunity to sort of change direction and learn and grow in some different areas, so... yeah, but a lot of time there with those guys, and I'm super grateful for everything that company did for myself and my family.
I know visiting with you when you first took the position at Prairie Hills, it's kind of an interesting story on how you ended up in the position.
It is kind of an interesting story. So I think we chatted a little bit. I was actually getting ready to go into work at Walgreens for the night, and I was closing that night, I remember, and my sister-in-law called me, who's married to my identical twin brother. I'm Jim, he's Tim, so there you have it, guys. And actually, if you've ever been out at McElhinney Motors, he was the head of finance for a lot of years out there, so I always had people coming up to me when I'd be out and about saying, hey, I really love my car, or if they knew us both, they'd be like, are you Walgreens or are you McElhinney? So we'd have to kind of explain which one you were at that point.
So you're identical twins.
Identical twins,
oh,
yeah.
Goodness.
So, but his wife, Melissa, actually works for Senior Housing Management, which is our Prairie Hills management company. And she just called me one day and said, hey, would you be interested in doing community relations for Prairie Hills? And I said, I'm not really sure what that means. We were heading out that way. It was actually Labor Day weekend. We were going to hang out. And so we chatted a little bit more about it. They live in Norwalk, Iowa. So when we chatted a little bit more about it, came home, put together my resume, and did my two interviews, and here I am as community relations for Prairie Hills now, and I've just been enjoying it. It was my first 30 days was kind of the adjustment period where you're sort of getting used to the ins and outs and everything, the expectations, and quite honestly, I was really out of my comfort zone for a while there because I came from something that I did for so long that I was super comfortable with the job security and all that, and I kind of thought, gosh, I hope I can get all these moving parts kind of figured out and nail it down and be good at this, because you leave something that you're super secure and good with doing for all those years, and then you do something new, you get kind of that learning adjustment period, which is kind of off-putting at first. So about my first 30 days, I was kind of trying to figure everything out, but then as of November, I kind of took off and ran with it. So I've been kind of taking it and making it my own ever since.
Well, they must have seen something to give you the position, and once you got the position, how did they go about training you?
So the training is a little bit interesting. We kind of trained for the first 4 weeks roughly about in October. So what that entails is there's a lot of videos and stuff, because obviously coming from customer service, that's where I excelled, but I also now had to sort of learn senior living and some of those rules and regulations and some of the training aspects that kind of come along with that, even though I'm not directly involved in the cares with our residents there. I'm more involved with the conversation with the families as they're coming in, kind of considering assisted living or memory care and those kind of things. But I also went to different communities that are also managed by senior housing and got to train with some different community relations people there and some of the online stuff, and then sort of learning on the job, so to speak, because that's, for me, doing is learning. So honestly, on the job is the best way for me. And I'm still learning, even though I'm, you know, what am I in, 4 months? And I started October 1st. So, you know, I'm almost coming up on 5 months here. But, yeah, so there's still things that I'm learning and growing, and I just love that aspect of it. So it's been a fun journey so far. And I the one thing I always say with the retail part of it is I learned how to really be good with people. And so I carry that forward into this position with the community relations part of it and working with the families. That's where I excel. I got to put on my listening hat and sort of see what brought the families in, what's going on. And a lot of times it's a very emotional conversation. So that's where I think when you say they must have seen something in me, it's probably that people aspect that they maybe saw in some of those interviews. At least I hope that's what they saw. But anyway, they took a chance on me, and hopefully I'm doing a good job for those guys. And I had an opportunity to make people's days in retail every once in a while. But now in this position, the real and true reason that I kind of came on board was I feel like I get an opportunity to make a huge impact in someone's lives versus just making their day.
Senior housing, tell us a little bit about that group.
So they're based in the Cedar Rapids area, and they're the management company for our community, and they have 26 other communities right now as well that they are managing. There's 13 on the other side of the state, closer to the Des Moines area, and then there's 13 on our side of the state, and they're sort of divided that way between the operations and the community relations management people that kind of handle all of the different aspects in those communities.
We're going to have Scott Levine in later in the program today, and he was with the Clinton Herald for a number of years, and now he is with First Central State Bank. And okay. He said that they taught him about the history of Onward Banking, the people that, you know, the head up everything. Did they give you kind of a background when you came on board about senior housing and what they all do or have done?
Well, I didn't really get sort of a background per se, but I kind of did a little bit of my own research where I got on the website and kind of looked around at some of the senior housing management and sort of what their roles were and that, and sort of the, some of the people. Because my first opportunity to meet a lot of them didn't come until I went to one of my first training sessions out in Toledo, Iowa. So then I got to be introduced to a lot of those people that I had looked up and talked to online. My first interview was with Lila Irwin, who is my operations manager for senior housing management, however. So, and she's in our community once a week, typically. So there's a lot of hands-on managing style that comes with that. So, and actually the other interesting aspect is I started October 1st, and our new manager, Chris Trotter, started on October 1st as well. So we had the distinct opportunity to sort of learn and grow together, but she comes from a huge background where she used to do a regional thing for Bickford, where she drove around from community to community sort of fixing situations or things that were arising in those different communities, sort of smoothing things over. So she was kind of ready to make a change to get back to just managing one community. So now she's on board, and I get to draw on all of her experience because she's been in this senior living sort of aspect over 12 years. So she's a good resource for me to draw upon if I have any questions or concerns with certain aspects of it. Coming from retail to senior living was a little bit different of a transition versus what she's done, where she's kind of been in it before.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything you really miss about retail, Jim?
Well, I got to tell you what I really miss about retail is quite honestly the people that I used to work with. I love working with all those people that I work. I had a good team in place that I was working with at the Clinton North store, and I miss a lot of those guys, and I keep in pretty good contact with them and formed a lot of good relationships, because honestly they were like my second family at this point. Now obviously my second family is my team at Prairie Hills that I get to work with, so it's kind of interesting how that works, because we spend about as much time with those people as we do our own families, don't we, Gary?
I would think so, no doubt. Visiting with Jim Wiebengay. We'll check the weather right after this.
Are your paper bills piling up fast? Try Bill Pay. Bill Pay with Citizens First Bank online banking and enjoy the convenience of making all your payments from one place. It doesn't have to be complicated. With the ability to pay multiple billers from the platform, online Bill Pay makes your online banking account a one-stop shop for managing bills. Learn how Bill Pay can help you stay on track. Citizens First Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's time now for the storm track and weather forecast brought to you by Citizens First Bank.
Good morning, everybody. A wind chill warning remains in effect here as we head through the morning hours with those chill factors down around 30 below zero. There will be some modest improvement as we head through the day today. Temperatures only topping out in the single digits, but we've got a clipper system coming through, and because it's so cold, there will be some fluffy accumulations of snowfall, especially east of the Mississippi River today, where 1 inch is possible. Overnight tonight, we're back down below zero, kind of taking a little bit of a break on Saturday and Sunday before the snow really ramps up Sunday night into Monday. Weather coverage continues whenever you want. WQAD.com. Stay warm out there.
Currently, we have fair skies and a temperature of -1 degree. Winds are out of the southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. This weather report was brought to you by KROS, has been brought to you on KROS by Citizens First Bank.
It is Citizens First Bank's swish for Make-A-Wish. For every three-point basket during a River King or River Queen broadcast here on KROS, Citizens First Bank will donate $3 to the local Make-A-Wish Foundation. Follow the River Kings and Queens on KROS and listen for the Citizens First Bank swish for Make-A-Wish. And you will know that three more dollars is going to a very worthy effort. Citizens First Bank of Clinton and Comanche, member FDIC. Want to pass along that the Citizens First Bank's Wish for Make-A-Wish will be going on tonight. The River Kings are going to play their game today, hosting Davenport Central, even though there is no school today. Now, you have a young family, don't you, Jim?
I do have a young family, yeah.
So what's it like when they don't have school? Does that throw the household into turmoil?
Well, it is interesting because they haven't had a whole lot of school this week, Gary. They've been out a lot, but I have two high schoolers. I have a 17-year-old and a 14-year-old, so I got a junior and a freshman in high school. So it's just a lot of downtime, but I still got to go to work regardless of what that weather looks like. So I'm out and about doing my thing, and I guess they're probably just kind of doing whatever they're doing at home.
Well, you're hoping a 17 and a 14-year-old would be able to take care of them.
Pretty self-sufficient at this point, yeah.
You would
absolutely
hope so. We need to get your Super Bowl pick, Jim. We haven't done that yet.
Okay.
New England or the L.A. Rams? Who do you think?
I'm thinking the L.A. Rams.
Okay.
Quite honestly, I'm just kind of tired of New England there being in there. So that's why I say that.
Again, Jim Wiebengay at the Prairie Hills, February.
Yeah.
Got a lot of things going on out there.
Well, there's always a lot of things going on within the community. And what some of the public might not realize is we have a lot of events that are free and open to the public. And a couple different things going on actually on Wednesday, February 13th, that we're going to invite the public in to join us with. And there's no cost to them. So please come on out. At 10 a.m., we're going to be hosting Laughter Yoga with Teddy Whittle. And so that's going to be in the morning. And then I do have a presentation that a lot of people might be interested in also at 1 p.m. It's going to be hosted by Compassus Hospice. Don Combs is the chaplain there, and he's going to be presenting a conversation on dealing with loss and the grieving process at 1 p.m. So that might be something that a lot of people obviously are personally affected by loss at one point or another in their lives. So that's going to be a really good opportunity to kind of come out and learn some pointers and some things and tips on how you can kind of sort of get through that process.
I know you always try to keep the residents there busy. You've always got
always
daily activities
we
for
do,
them.
Yeah.
Do you get involved in the planning of that at all, Jim?
Actually, I'm more involved in the outside events, like the couple of things that I just mentioned. Okay. We have a life enrichment coordinator. Her name is Alicia Jaramillo. And what she does is she plans out the entire month of everything that the residents are going to be able to get involved with within the community. So we want to have lots of different things for them to do, and they can kind of decide what they want to do and what they want to get involved with. But there's always opportunities to do something different. And the thing about that is you can look anything up on our website, prairiehillsliving.com. There's always a link to the monthly calendar plus the monthly newsletter and things like that. So if you want to kind of check out what's going on, that's an opportunity for people to do that as well.
When a family comes to visit with you, possibly to have someone of their family be a part of Prairie Hills family, what are some of the talking points that you go over?
So first of all, I guess, first and foremost, I want to tell you, when I sit down with a family, it's very much a conversation saying, okay, what's brought you to this moment that we're starting this conversation. So very much, it's very much about me listening at that point. So I'm just kind of get information gathering and kind of seeing what it is that we can do for them as the family members of the loved one they're talking about. What kind of opportunities do we have to give them the peace of mind that they're searching for? So very much a listener at that point. But then also, you know, my other huge aspect after we have that initial conversation, then I like to take a tour of the community, let them see all the things that we have going on in the community itself, and then have an opportunity to see, you know, the apartment style living that they have, plus the activity calendar and those kind of things. So, and then also an opportunity to see a lot of the common spaces and things that are available to them as family members, plus the residents, if they're potentially going to be moving in their loved one with us as well. So a lot of times it's, you know, the other aspect of it is that we're sitting down and we're going to start the conversation about what, you know, what all kind of is included in like the room and board and those kind of things. So it's very much a conversation though originally about what event or what sort of situation happened to bring you to this point to have the conversation. And a lot of times there's something that happened potentially either they came home and noticed something during the holidays, if they're like loved ones from out of state or something like that. You know, a lot of times on the holidays there's red flags and things that go on that you might not have noticed because you're not always present. Another aspect is just the fact that maybe the loved one themselves, like mom or dad or whoever that is, has kind of said, look, things that are going on at home, we're not able to take care of the normal things, the upkeep of the house, there's some disorganization that's been going on, certain things like that are kind of telltale signs that may kickstart that conversation with the family as well.
Okay, very good. Before the half hour escapes, there is a particular song that you would like to play.
There is. I would like to play How Great Thou Art by Carrie Underwood for my wife, Erica, because she absolutely loves that song.
Sings my song.
Carrie Underwood, How Great Thou Art. I'm sure your wife enjoyed that.
I'm sure she did.
Thank you so much.
One of her favorite songs.
Jimmy, we were talking about the process of people coming to Prairie Hills, what you deal with, but there's a couple of more people they deal with there, right?
There are, yep. So part of the move-in process is talking with me initially, of course, and taking the tour, but then Darla, our healthcare coordinator, registered nurse, is the next aspect where her and I will have to do an assessment to sort of find out the level of care that's going to need to go on or whether they're in our level of care, because we don't want to move somebody in and then we can't give them the care that they need. That's something we would never want to do. But then also the manager of the building, Chris Trotter, that I mentioned earlier, she's part of the occupancy agreement and kind of getting everything straightened out as far as the paperwork and the money aspects of, you know, getting moved in and stuff like that. So there's a lot of moving parts to it, Gary.
Indeed there is. Talk about some of the advantages of Prairie Hills.
Well, some of the advantages, I guess one thing I want to say is they want to have private pay for about 2 years, but then something that we do that some other communities will not do is we'll look into the elderly waiver as the money starts to run out, because part of that, and what's important to me about that, is that once it become their home, we don't want to have to move them out. So we want to try and keep them on board with us as being they've moved in. We want to try and make it sure it's kind of the last stop, if possible, that we're not then having to tell families, well, you got to kind of look into the next option. So once you get down to, I think it's like $5,000, they'll look into doing the elderly waiver, and then that will kind of kick in when you're down to like your last $2,000 of money and stuff, personal wise.
I would imagine that at times has got to be a difficult conversation.
It's a very difficult conversation because, well, one thing is that part of this is we never know if we're going to outlive our money. So that's why I like to sort of say this is one thing that makes us a little bit different than some of the other ones out there. A lot of them will just be private pay only, and at that point you got to kind of figure out that next step. So we do not want to do that to our residents. We want to kind of make sure that they're able to stay in place as much as possible. We're not the deciding factor on that, but it's something that we look into at that point. So definitely, and it's just a beautiful community. One thing that I encourage, if you've never been, in order to see us best, come take a tour with me. So if you reach out to the building, it's 563-243-6870. You can ask for me, and then we can set up a tour, or you can just stop in when it's convenient for you too. You don't have to have an appointment. So if you walk in, I'm able to tour as long as I'm not out of the building as well, but somebody can take it on if I'm not there as well.
243-6870. And again, you're located just up the road from us here on 13th Avenue North.
That's right, 1701 13th Avenue North, if you're not familiar with where we're at.
And it is actually, you know, my father's been there for a while now. It is a beautiful facility, and I would imagine you have the maintenance people keeping things running smoothly.
Oh, everything's kind of kept up. We have a fantastic grounds person named Paulette that she does a great job keeping up the landscape and the outside. In the summertime, it's great. Right now, you can't really tell how amazing it looks. It's covered in all that ugly white stuff, Gary. But and then we also have Todd, our maintenance coordinator, who's sort of in charge of keeping things up inside the building, as well as a little bit of the outside stuff. So, yeah, we've always got things going on, and that's all part of it as well.
And again, a website you said as well, if people would like to find out more information.
That's right, prairiehillsliving.com.
Jim, thanks so much.
Thank you, Gary.